The legislature is continuing its study of the elements of a long and short-term plan for the state's energy needs. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Conserving energy is the best and quickest way to save money and resources for fuel. And the House Energy Committee was told Saturday that it should be the first step in any energy plan the state develops. The panel hosted a roundtable discussion with 9 experts in different areas of energy demand and supply as a roundup of the hearings it's been holding all session. John Davies with the Cold Climate Housing Research Center says Alaska should use its wealth to provide sustainability. It should not continue to be dependent on fossil fuels.
To start with, we have to reduce the demand for energy and the demand for transportation resources and all across the board. So figure out ways to reduce the demand and where we have to provide that more efficiently.
Beyond that, the panelists recommend renewable energy sources, local supplies of manufactured goods and food, and according to Mira Kohler with the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, the state should begin to plan beyond local needs and local utilities.
We search in vain for local solutions. There may not be good local solutions because our populations are so small in these local areas. I believe we should be looking for the best solutions for the entire state. That would mean building the projects that deliver the maximum benefits for the investment, but sharing those benefits across the state through another mechanism.
She said the current electrical distribution system, with many local electric generation points, only helps create a politics of separation, where communities have to fight with each other for a portion of the small resources available. There was also support for better communications and coordination in new construction, especially in the architectural and design of new projects the legislature funds through its capital budget. George Kanellis, the federal co-chair of the Denali Commission, called for a state energy standard for publicly owned buildings and honest talk about design and operating needs.
There's examples where it's happening, examples where it's not. Fort Yukon is an interesting example where the Denali Commission recently opened a sub-regional clinic. Other agencies are improving water and sewer, doing road improvements, doing airport improvements, doing housing improvements. And then the mayor raises his hand and said, oh, we don't have the generating capacity. How does that happen in this day and age? It shouldn't.
The committee's already arranging 9 more meetings around the state during the interim on improving Alaska's approach to energy. The panelists' input will be a part of the findings. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.